Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting second, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting seventh, the catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Roberts. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Josie Deb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. Porter drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kemp out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of LaFleur. McRae reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Royals. Steve Grilley now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball towards right. Cowens settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cowens. Verizer moves to third. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verizer scores. LaFleur moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Royals. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Zdeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zdeb moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Otis moves to second. It's 6-1, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zdeb takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae is hit by the pitch. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to third. McRae moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae scores. Otis moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Royals. Milt Wilcox now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. 1 out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fuentes is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. White moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Cowens hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Foucault now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zdeb hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-4 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Fuentes moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fuentes moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp is hit by the pitch. Ben Ogilvie pinch runs for Steve Kemp. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.